The Business News Hour is supported by the Certified Public Accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. And with us in studio is Laura Kennard. Laura is here each and every Monday talking about stuff to do as far as, well, networking for business. And we have a social media tip or two for you. Welcome, you poor girl.
I'm a little sniffly.
Yeah, got the old allergies rolling in.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's probably what it is. When I went home early, took some stuff. Hopefully make me
a
functioning human being.
Yeah, I hear you.
I can talk without sneezing into your microphone.
Okay, so what do we got going networking-wise?
So we have something tomorrow called Innovate Her. It's a competition at Gravitate, so not really networking per se. But just to keep in mind, Innovate Her is a cross-cutting prize competition. U.S. Small Business Association, and of course, the point it's going to be held at Gravitate. So, you know, at this point, you can't be in it, but you could certainly go and watch it.
Go watch it.
And I think it would be good if you are thinking about wanting to do something like that in the future to see the pitches, see how the competition works.
Right.
So that's
and so many times, ladies and gentlemen, this is so important. If you're thinking about pitching whatever it is that you do to other individuals, you might want to go ahead and check this out.
It's a really good idea. It's 6 to 7:30, so it's in the evening. You could stop by tomorrow, Gravitate after work, and or you know, at the end of your day, and if you had something on your mind, that's something you could start preparing for. And so it's a great opportunity. Of course, you know, Iowa is kind of dead last when it comes to promoting new business efforts of women, and so I'm sure that's part of the reason why we're doing some things like this. So
that is tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow evening. And then we have something with the Social Media Club of Des Moines, which is networking and a little education. It's social media strategies in sports and entertainment.
Very nice.
So that is going to be at the Iowa Event Center. I think we spoke about that before. That's on the 13th, Thursday, 5:30 to 8:30. So again, it's an evening thing. And you can still get tickets to that. So they've got a Facebook event on Facebook right now, so you can look for that. Social Media Strategies by the Social Media Club of Des Moines, and they're going to have some folks speaking from Iowa Wild, Iowa Energy, and the Iowa Event Center talking about how you get the word out about your sporting events and your entertainment events that you might be putting on. So that also has some beer, wine, appetizers, and all those nice things.
I can say this because I'm a season ticket holder to the Iowa Wild, and I sure wish it would be nice if the Iowa Wild would person their Twitter account so when you ask a question, somebody could answer it.
Oh, so they're not very good about, like, actually
answering a question?
Yeah. If you have the platform,
you got to use it.
You should be using it.
Nothing about, you know, just, yeah, it's just, there's your social media tip, kids. If you have the platform, use it.
Okay. And that means it's a two-way street.
That's
you should
right.
probably respond. Yep. Or at least listen, you know. So April 18th, we have that Market 515 at the FFA Enrichment Center. And this is an all-day thing, 8 to 4:30. And basically, it is Central Iowa marketing professionals. You can hear industry leaders talk about social media, video, content creation, experiential marketing. They've got breakfast, lunch, and a networking happy hour. And so I've attended that in the past. It's great from a marketing perspective to get new ideas, but also as a business owner to think about things that you can do to promote your business, and they have a lot of education. Plus, of course, if you are interested in advertising, I'm sure there's people there that will able to help you with that on their at their booths. So also the same day, of course, that's the way it always works. In the evening, though, so you could come to my class at the FFA Enrichment Center after you get out. Just stay because I've got SEO 101, the art and science of getting your website found.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be directly after that. So skip the networking. Don't
just
leave.
Go to your class.
Just go to my class. So we'll have that also on the 18th, same location out in Ankeny. And that's 6 p.m. So you can just show up for it too. So I'll go to that and just like try to drag people into my class. No.
Come over here. I want to teach you now.
So on the 20th, we have April Social Media Discussion Group. That's the morning event. That's 7 a.m. at Skyline Denovia. And that's the group that AMA gets together every month early in the morning to discuss marketing using social media.
Got it. Skyline.
Right, at Skyline. Exactly.
Denovia.
And at the Urbandale Public Library, there's going to be same day, April 20th, but later in the day, not in the morning, just a little bit later, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., Urbandale Public Library, Should You Get Social? And this is by Marketing Kinetics. So Mandy, if you know Mandy from Marketing Kinetics, and she's going to be really kind of walking you through whether or not you should be on social media, what you should be on. It's a highly interactive networking event. We'll build an actual low-tech social network on-site with people in the room. I don't know what that's about. Sounds kind of interesting. So that'll be the same day. And then I think we're going to have Brandon Adams come in at some point to talk about the Young Entrepreneurs Convention.
Yes.
Coming up April 21st and 22nd. That is out at the fairgrounds. I thought they had moved it, but it's just a different building out at the fairgrounds. They've got 2 days of events starting on the 21st. And then on Saturday, they've got pitch competition. They've got a couple of excellent speakers that will be there. And I'm sure he'll have a lot more to say about that. But if you are, you don't have to be a young entrepreneur, by the way. They had a person pitch that was only 7 years old.
Really?
That got money and went on to do a book. And then they had some people as 55 years old pitching. So,
that old?
Yeah.
I mean, they let them? Holy cow.
So it's definitely, even though it's centered on students and young entrepreneurs, it's definitely something that is for anyone that has an entrepreneurial spirit, and you should think about heading out to that. I know I've got a lot of students that'll be coming from Drake to attend that. And so we've also, of course, just to mark your calendar, April 25th, DSM Magazine's May June unveiling is already happening. So
always fun.
We'll talk about that a little bit more.
Tonight, by the way, I wanted to butt in here for just a second.
Yes,
tonight
do.
Is the final day to register for the Greater Des Moines Partnership. They're working with the Ankeny Chamber of Commerce and Ankeny Young Professionals.
Oh, yes.
And they're hosting Kyle Sexton for a regional breakfast on the 13th.
Uh-huh.
On April 13th. He's going to be presenting, and I think this is an interesting title, Why Loud is Losing and What You Can Do to Win.
Oh.
And it focuses on marketing in the new economy and the ways businesses can work smarter to get and keep customers that help their business grow.
Nice.
Yeah.
That
so
sounds
if you
good.
Want to register for that, it is on the 13th, but you need to hit up the Ankeny Chamber of Commerce and do that to see Kyle Sexton. I'm going to go to that.
One thing that I did forget to mention, we also have Startup Stories, which I know that you usually have the folks from.
WorkHound.
Yes, WorkHound will be coming up. The co-founders to speak at Square One. That's also Wednesday, April 19th. And so get that one on your calendar, too. That, of course, is bring your own lunch, or you can order lunch. And you can still order lunch now. So 11:30. It starts, and it goes to, I think, 1.
Right, about 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's Mike Caldwell over there at Square One DSM. And he's going to be in studio, I think, on Thursday of this week.
Probably talking about that very thing.
Exactly.
All right. Very good.
You sent to me an interesting piece about social media, about video.
Yes.
And this is a Convince and Convert, establishing video as a way to build community. It's a good article.
So I really like the Convince and Convert blog. They talk a lot about digital media, SEO, and driving people to your website and all that good stuff. But, you know, there's been so much talk about why is video becoming such a big thing. And so they have a whole article regarding that. And so I sent it to you when I saw it because I thought this is a little bit different take when it's talking about sort of building this authentic community. And I think it goes to people craving wanting to have a real interaction with a brand.
Well, one of the things it says here is that facilitating video's rise is a decreasing cost of production. A video that used to cost $10,000 maybe costs now $2,000.
Right.
And also more places for video content to reside than
all
ever
over
before.
The place. Yeah. So you can have it on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Wistia and some of those Vimeo. I mean, there's just
All kinds of places.
And you can, of course, usually embed it on your own website. You can send video links out in your own email. And you can target it. And yes. And so I think that that is, of course, how people are liking to consume things these days. And so video is just very digestible content for people to watch. And that's what people prefer. And you can really grow your community then if you're incorporating that.
Yeah, so. I think, and thanks for the heads up on this. I think I'll write a blog with regard to this about how video and how it does capture people and how it does work very well with individuals, because we're all watching it. And this shouldn't come as a surprise to many people, because for crying out loud, we've all seen TV.
Right.
And we know how TV works, and we know how advertising on television works and motion pictures and stuff.
Speaking of that, they have now said that they're going to be doing native advertising where you can embed video in the middle of programming.
Yes, that's right.
So that it almost looks like part of the programming.
And that's one of the other things. And I read something today or yesterday about this, that we're finding many more. Traditional marketing is really scared, because individual businesses can market themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, if they've got a good number on Facebook, I mean, any tool, really, if they understand how to do it. But that's the real key, is getting it done and getting it done well.
That's right.
Because if it's junk, they'll make fun of you.
People want quality.
Yeah. You gotta bring it. So,
all right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good talk.
Good stuff.
All right.
Always, Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she is in each and every Monday afternoon talking about, those kinds of networking things that you can go to, be seen, be heard, and learn something. And then also a social media tip or two. We talked a little bit today about video. Oh, and of course, that Ankeny event that's coming up on the 13th. So you want to register tonight because registration does close today. All right.
Very good.
For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the NewsHour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Inside on Business, the NewsHour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend, James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. If you are celebrating Passover, Hag Sameach, may you have a kosher and healthy and wonderful holiday. If you're not celebrating, find a Seder someplace and go. It should be a lot of fun. All right, first Seder tonight at sundown, and Passover lasts for several days. Plenty of time to get in on it. All right, have a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05. Till then, have yourself a wonderful Monday night.